Oh, it worked again.
Oh, we rolled the dice again, dude. That worked.
It's the same key once again.
Dude, it's the same key week two in a row. It's the same key again.
Week in, week out.
How's everything going today? We made it.
We made it back. I know we always say that, but I swear we made it back again.
And from the corner of Texas Street and Main Street in Crowley, Texas, episode 016 of the Local Legend Show. I'm here with our special guest, Mr. Kyle Draper.
What is up? Woo. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Kyle is here today, and he is excited, and he is coming in hot, baby. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, here's the cool thing about this. I get to meet Kyle for the first time. We've been social media friends for like, I don't know, a decade, and never met in person until today.
Wow. I've got thousands of people that check that box for me.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, way to be cooler than us.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you got thousands of social
I don't mean
media.
That as like a weird Jesus. Flex.
Golly.
Weird flex, but okay,
gosh,
bro.
Starting early.
So do you guys, when you accept a friend request from somebody you don't know, do you follow what they, like, do you continue following them? Or do you give them like a week to like maybe not post a bunch of
like, you got to try them out.
Charged up stuff.
Yeah, try it before you buy it type situation.
You try it before you buy it. If you start getting charged up on me, I'm probably going to unfollow you.
Yeah.
That's just that little pull back the curtain.
That's our co-host, James Irwin. How you doing this morning, James? Yeah.
Hot sports opinion coming from James.
And over here in the sexy seat, Mr. Stephen Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
Stephen, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
James, how you doing?
Hey, good to see you.
Meet Kyle Draper over here, James.
Doing well.
And,
nice to meet you, Kyle.
Good to meet you.
We've got a great show today. You know, we've had a section of shows that have been musicians, and this morning we're going to take it in a new direction. This is going to be all about Kyle Draper. Kyle is a business coach, specifically in the real estate persuasion, and also a social media coach. He's the CEO and co-founder of Empower Media, which we're going to get into in a minute.
Yeah.
But if you've watched our shows, you know that we have some pieces of business to do.
Yeah,
and so the first three people in here that drop an L in the comments, we're going to give shout-outs to those people who deserve some notoriety. And we're going to show honor where honor is due this morning. So let's go to our comments, and we're going to see real quickly who are our first three watchers in here this morning. James, let's do it now.
Let's get into it. First, we got John Sipes Jr. He says, good morning, brother.
Good morning, John.
Woo! All right, John. Thanks for being in here this morning early. Our second live watcher this morning, Mrs. Kylan Salazar. Thank you. And our third one is Mr. James Harold Irwin, and I think James is doing something crazy. Steven, are you good?
Oh, my gosh. I just got Skrillexed.
You just got Skrillexed. And, you know, here's the thing. If you're watching live, drop an L in the comments below. If you're watching on the potty, you can put OTT1 or OTT2. We're not going to explain what on the toilet 1 and on the toilet 2 means, but... It might be OTT3, depending on how your morning started out.
Depending on what good decision you made last night.
My goodness. And our third shout-out, Mr. Zane C. Benson.
Hey. That's my guy.
Yeah, Zane's in here. And it was actually a tie with Julian Williams, so we need to give Julian Williams a shout-out.
That's
because,
my guy, too.
He's in here killing it this morning early. You want to look at the camera and give a shout-out to those two?
Julian and Zane, what's up?
Peace out, boys. Where are y'all watching from, Julian and Zane, if you want to drop the city you're watching from? And, you know, I want to give a little honor this morning because I just found out my 16-year-old nephew, Brooks Bell.
Yeah.
He's in Hot Springs, Arkansas. He's just won an Emmy.
What?
What?
He produced a video on Parkinson's disease in his high school there in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And he's actually caught fire, and this thing is kind of going viral. It has 1,100 views already, and... he's won a regional Emmy, and he'll be presented that in Branson, Missouri at age 16.
Wow.
He's already leading worship at his church in Hot Springs, Arkansas, First Baptist Hot Springs, worship leadership on the main stage at 16, and now he's produced a video directed, produced, filmed, and edited that has won an Emmy. So shout out to you, Brooks Bell. I see you watching, and I'm so proud of you. And he just dropped a double praise hands emoji in there. First time we've ever gotten a double praise hand emoji.
We've had plenty of one praise hands.
Yeah, but he lit it up. And back to the comments real quick, then we're going to get right into our show. Zane C. Benson says he's watching from Frisco, capital TX, ! this morning.
Okay!
So Zane's out there in Frisco. And Julian Williams says, what up, homie, Arlington.
There you go.
What up?
That's where they're at. Yeah.
Well, all right. This morning we have Kyle Draper. Kyle, just tell us who you are a little bit about what you do, and let's get into a great show. You ready?
Yeah, heck yeah. Let's go. Man, I'm a social media coach that I really bend towards the real estate industry. That I didn't pick it. That's how God did it.
Yeah.
And I just keep going in the same direction. And so, you know, primarily my focus is helping real estate agents leverage content.
Well, okay.
To grow their brand and to create their story, tell their story, right? Because it's weird. We've lived our stories.
Sure.
Yeah. So we know them.
Yeah.
But we don't know how to tell them. And then we typically feel like our stories are inadequate anyway. So we just assume no one would care, even if we did.
Yeah.
And so I get people unstuck from those places.
You know, we were talking earlier, kind of before we went live on the air, and Kyle was talking about, you know, there's no real user guide for Facebook.
Yeah.
These people that come in, and, you know, for some of us, it naturally comes. Late teens, 20s, 30s, you kind of get social media. It just comes to you naturally.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd be challenged to say, you know, anywhere past your late 40s, 50 and above, it's hard to figure out the way to use and monetize and do well a presence on Snapchat, Instagram,
right.
Facebook, TikTok, you
According
know, Twitter.
To your Facebook page, we-
yeah. And so you fall into a lane of, man, I'll help you figure that out.
Yeah. And I don't even like working with millennials because they assume they already know everything.
Yeah, we do.
Which is, and I am one.
Yeah, me right? too.
And it's super, they're not very teachable
right.
for the most part. So you give me a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old in the real estate industry.
Or a Zoomer.
That
someone younger, Gen Z.
Sure.
Can we use Zoomer today?
No.
We can't use Zoomer?
No.
We haven't been able to use that.
No!
All right, we're going to call them Gen Zers today. We can't call them Zoomers because apparently they're on the other side of the fence.
We're on the right side of history with this.
Okay, all right.
That's it, man.
Gen Zers are now called Zoomers if you're hip to it.
Just to reset, we have a debate on the show about there's two names for the generation that are younger than millennials, and one is Gen Z, and the other one is Zoomers. We don't like Zoomers.
Where do you stand on that?
What do you want to call them?
I personally like Zoomers.
He's on the fence with me on the right side. If you're in the comments below, let us know. Is it a Gen Zer or is it a Zoomer?
Wrong.
And also, could somebody in the comments below Google what age Gen Z is? Because I'm curious. I know there's a couple different ages for millennials, too. But let's just set the precedence. What is a Gen Z age or a birth year?
Yeah.
And what is a millennial birth year? Mm-hmm. And drop that in the comments if you're watching live. All right, carry on.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that social media coaching is one of the main things I do. And then I also have Empower Media, which you mentioned. So my coaching is through KyleDraper.com, super creative.
Yeah, people can find you on KyleDraper.com.
I'm easy to find. And then Empower Media is a partner, and I, we have a business partner, let me specify. You never know.
It's Pride
which
Week.
Direction.
Yeah.
It's month. It's
Pride month.
Pride month. Yeah. So, but a business partner and I, we have a company, Empower Media, where we facilitate Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads, mostly within the real estate lending space.
Okay. So you work with lenders as well as real estate agents?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
And if somebody is watching live today, maybe they're in another business sector, they run a social media page and they just can't seem to figure it out and break through that wall of achievement, that ceiling of achievement that they're looking for, maybe the results they want out of social media. Would you work with people outside of the real estate and lending world?
Yeah, sure. I coach a couple authors
that are
working on releasing their next book.
Sick.
And so I'm kind of helping their organic following so that pre-launch, we've already established some diehard fans.
Mm-hmm.
That will kind of take the launch to where we want it to go.
So who is Kyle Draper as far as a family man, a husband? What's your family dynamic? Where do you live?
Yeah, I'm born and raised DFW.
Cool.
So grew up Colleyville, went to Gravine High School, made my rounds around a lot of different Texas colleges.
Hmm.
And I
Name
spent
some of them.
Journeyman.
I went to Tarrant County College.
Ooh, which one?
The one in North Richland Hills.
Home of the Fighting janitors.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom.
Fighting janitors.
I went to you did.
South Campus shout out.
Shout out. I went to TCU as well.
Oh, a horn
I went
frog.
To Baylor.
Hey.
I've been to
Sikkim Bears.
Southwest
he went
Seminary.
To Baylor.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Home of the Fighting Theologians.
Yep, and I've been to Dallas Baptist University as well.
Home of the Patriots.
Just making, you know, I don't want to play favorites.
Y'all didn't see what just happened there, but Kyle Draper announced the colleges of all three hosts of the show. He attended DBU, TCC, and Baylor.
That unbelievable. Is,
So we've been classmates with Kyle and didn't even know
that's
it.
That's right.
Let's go
that's
back
right.
to the comments for a minute. All right, so Zane C. Benson says, Gen Z, born after 1996. Okay, thank you for that, Zane. Okay. Shauna Houck says Zoomer LOL, so I think she likes it. She's
I think she's
it.
Laughing, making fun of the Zoomer like us.
No, I don't think so.
I think she's laughing with us.
Yeah, I think she loves it. I think she's laughing. Y'all are on the wrong side of the fence. Okay, moving right along. Yep. Randy Irwin says morning, and he's watching live, and Katie Hooks has just tuned in from South Carolina. Buffy Benton Hood says, what's up, Kyle! Exclamation point. Good morning, y'all! Exclamation point.
She's in Texas for sure.
Thank you, Buffy, for tuning in live this morning. And Sarah Arden just dropped a convenient all capital L in the comments below. Sarah, shout out to you. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Sarah. So how many kids do you have? Are you married?
I have two. I am. Yeah, I've been married. We'll celebrate 10 years this year in November. Thank you.
Oh, a decade.
Yep. And my wife is Lana. She is incredible. She's better than me in every way.
Wow, that's great. Lana,
If you see her, you will be like, holy crap, you are really ugly compared to how beautiful she is. So, I married way up.
I was going to say, you're out kicking your coverage.
Whoa, way out kicked it. And I am forever grateful
for
that.
You must be a salesman and a coach if you out kicked it.
I am, yeah. when I used to struggle in thinking I was good at sales, people were like, have you seen your wife? You're an incredible salesman.
Ooh, shout out to Sierra.
So that's my reminder. That's right.
The same way about you.
Shout
Mr.
Kelsey.
Kelsey watching live today. We all married up, which proves to people that we are either blessed or great salesmen.
That's right. Yeah. And I've got two kids. My son, Harrison, 6.
Really?
Daughter, Everly, 4.
Everly?
Yeah.
I've never heard that name before, and I actually love it.
Shout out Google. That's where my wife found
it. Wait, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
I said I love the name Everly, and you said shout out Google. Please explain.
Well, so Harrison is kind of an old school kind of name.
Yeah.
It's a man's name.
He's named after my great-grandfather, who lived to 104. Right. And so we already had a couple names picked out, but my wife was like, Harrison's name is strong, it's old school, so she Googled, like, old school.
My name is Harrison, and my name is strong.
So she Googled, like, old school female names. She found Everly.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, man, real story.
Hey, you named your child off of a Google search. That's the most legit story. Has anybody
I'm a millennial.
Else ever done that?
That's it.
Yeah, I don't want to be coached into what a good name is. Google will tell me. Okay,
that's what we do.
Watched a YouTube video on how to name my daughter, and it was called Everly. Dude, I love that. All right.
Yeah.
Andrew Payne says, hey, Kyle, exclamation point. Go kill it today, exclamation point.
Andrew Payne. Oklahoma City.
David Weinberg says, Kyle rocks, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
That's one of my coaching clients. He's a lender in Chicago.
Dude, so we got Illinois representing.
Yeah.
Julian Williams says, you guys are a trip, exclamation point, love it.
So I love it.
Thank you, Julian. And Shauna Houck says, laughing with y'all, exclamation point, I like it, .. I like it a lot.
Oh. Wait.
So, yeah.
So she likes Zoomer?
She does. She's feeling Zoomer. And Taylor Johnson says, you, bro, exclamation point.
We were on staff at church together back
in the day. What church was that?
Fellowship Church.
Grapevine?
Back in the day. Well, I was in Plano.
Okay. Ed Young's congregation. Love that. So here's what we're going to do, because Kyle Draper has massive value, and he is a trainer. He's a coach. And if you're watching live this morning, you probably are some sort of entrepreneur or you're in business. So, Kyle, I'm going to ask you to just kind of drop the mic. And you said you have something that you want to talk about a little bit. So it's your time. You just go for it. If you want to tell a story, that'd be great. If you want to bring some value to the watchers.
Yeah.
Real quickly, before you get into that, if you're wondering what these things are flying around our studio.
They're bees.
We have called Alpha and Omega Pest Control, and we have an official prognosis. Are y'all ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready.
We're going to call this bit.
Hold on. Or no, wait. Hold
the bug prognosis. Today, flying around our studio, if you're wondering, these are flies but larger, and their persuasion is called flesh flies.
Oh.
If you're wondering what flesh flies are, flesh flies are that of which birth maggots into poo-poo or into decaying carcasses. They will go in, lay their maggots, and then birth themselves out of that. They are the size of your large thumbnail, so if you're watching live, look down at your large thumbnail. This is the size of a flesh fly.
It's a bird.
Flesh flies are
huge.
Birds.
It's a bird, dude.
They are similar to the size of a hummingbird, and they are only present whenever something is dying in the vicinity.
Look at that nasty big.
It's as big as the truck on the other side of that window.
Yeah,
Jesse,
it's a Super Duty.
Let's get the viewers a.
That thing,
bug's eye
that thing crawled out of doo-doo.
So if you're wondering what that spot is right above the back driver door of the Super Duty, that is a red-eyed flesh fly.
Look at it.
Everywhere he lands, he's getting a little poo-poo on the place.
And is it true that they never stop growing?
Ever.
Ever?
That is a rumor. So if you're dealing with flesh flies... And all your pest control needs, call Alpha and Omega Pest Control.
Flesh flies.
The first person that can tell me what kind of fly that is or drop an emoji in the comments below that is a fly, you will receive a $10 gift card to Dwell, the best day ever.
Wait.
And it is available here at our campus in Crowley, or we can mail it to you, and it is available and used at all campuses of Dwell. Get in the comments below with a...
Wow.
Description of what kind of fly that is, and you will win a gift card.
Hey.
All right, Kyle.
All
how
right.
Are you, brother.
Are we? We're back.
It's the Kyle Draper show, not the Flesh Fly show this morning.
That's right.
Unfortunately, they tried to put some clouds in your stones this morning.
They did.
No, sir.
They did. So I want to just create some encouragement this morning, if we can.
Yes. Let's do it.
For our listeners.
Come on with it.
Jonathan already told me that you might relate to this.
Okay.
So we might have some fun.
Are you just going to look me deep in the eyes?
I am. Okay. And I'm never going to even blink. It's going to get so awkward. Oh. No, I'm not going to.
Let's do this.
So if you're watching live, buckle your seatbelts. Here we go.
Fake news.
So I want to just tell you guys my story real fast, and you'll understand why. This is not about me. I, at an early age, at like 21, got called into ministry. So I was going to school to do broadcast journalism. I wanted to be an ESPN anchor.
Oh, okay.
So like doing this stuff, this is awesome. And like that... God shifted my heart and said, I want you in ministry. So at the age of 21-ish, I quit college a semester before graduating and started interning at our church. I did it for free, and I was just like, I'll do whatever you want. I'll take out the trash. I just want to be present and just learn. And so that turned into about a 9-year ministry career. And about year 7, I started just not loving what I was doing as much as I used to. And I had this moment of like, wait a second, why would God make me stop loving something that he's called me to?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have had that moment, right?
Absolutely.
Of like, I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yep.
So shouldn't I be happy? Shouldn't I be finding joy? And I was super frustrated. And so I just started praying, God, what are you doing? What are you trying to show me? What's happening right now? And literally what happened was... I felt God say, not audibly, right? But what I heard was, Kyle, I've called you to minister to people, and you can do that outside of the walls of this church.
Wow. Mm.
And so over the course of 2 years, that's how long it took God to really like get my attention. I woke up one morning and spoke with my wife, and I literally quit ministry. Moved to Oklahoma. That's where my wife's from.
Okay. What city?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, cool. I met my wife in Edmond. So
look at that. And Edmond. Started a roofing company with my dad and my brother.
In Oklahoma?
Yeah. Well, they started it in Texas.
You expanded it.
And then I started it in Oklahoma.
What year would this have been?
That would have been 2013.
Okay.
2013.
Okay. So roughly five and a half, six years ago.
Yeah. And here's, you know, we were talking about your testimony before we got started this morning. I would have never chose that because the secret, I don't tell many people this, and now I'm telling the internet. So
it's going to be out there forever.
You know, but when I resigned, right, I resigned to go do ministry in the business world, but I got scared and I instantly went and started interviewing at a church.
Because
that's what
right
I knew.
Back, right back. Right. Comfort.
And it was a mega church. I was the top dog in the room that was being interviewed. I'd grown the largest student ministry, right? Like, selfishly, I felt like I was the man.
The dude, yeah.
And I got to the end of the interview process, and they sat me down, and they said, hey, bro, you're not going to be a good fit for our culture.
Oh, ooh. Shoot.
And we drove the longest 3.5 hours of my life from Oklahoma back to Texas with my wife going, what are we, what are we doing?
Wow. You expected and, to come home with a new career path. That, that
no doubt.
That Kyle designed for himself.
Absolutely. It was safe, right? Because it was back in ministry. It was where I knew I was good. And, you know, God had different ideas. And so now I'm 6 years into being an entrepreneur. You know, have been able to start several businesses. A couple have failed. A couple have been successful. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
So when you're sitting down with people and you look back and you say, all right, I almost started, you know, I almost went back on the comfort of ministry train, but now I'm able to impact this many people. You're now 6 years in.
Yeah.
What is that feeling like?
I wish it were better than it was.
Yeah.
I think I still live in this world that, you know, I wake up every day thinking I'm not good enough. And,
'cause you're living in discomfort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when I pastored, I knew I was awesome at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in a weird way, as a pastor, I grew incredibly. Man, that fly.
Hold on. Dude, look at that. Satan has just landed on
look
your shoulder.
Look at that.
Oh, man, that sucker.
That literally, that like that felt like a paintball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it tagged my
that
arm.
Sucker weighs a pound. Bruise,
did you see my whole body? It just took me.
I saw the fear take over you.
Man.
he left a little poo-poo on your denim.
He did. I get to take it with me.
Yeah.
Dude, but look at that thing on the screen.
Dude, so it's big.
It'll steal your cell phone.
But it was. It will fly off. It might take my identity or social security number or something.
Yeah.
But it was so weird in ministry where, right, like as a pastor, you're supposed to be humble. You're supposed to know, right, that you're, you know, have that fear of God. And I grew so arrogant. And now I serve in a business world where I feel insecure every single day. And so I've yet to have a day in the last 6 years where I woke up going, man, let's go. I'm God's gift to this.
Yeah.
Right. I'm incredible. Because there's always a new challenge that reminds me of how minuscule I am.
Doesn't that keep you sharp, though? Like,
absolutely.
Whenever you feel comfortable, like it's easy to sit in a chair and like feel like, oh, man, here we go, and just ease in. That,
right.
People do that. They get they settle into their job. I did that where I settled into a job where I was really good at it, you know, and just got comfortable. And then it's real easy to get lazy because you're not having to work for it.
Absolutely.
And then it's not fun.
Yeah. Then you
something
lose
that starts
fun.
Off being
comfortable.
A blast, and then you get comfortable.
Comes naturally.
You get complacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it gets
boring.
It becomes a job at that point.
Yeah.
You just, you hate getting up and going to it, and then you are angry when you have to come home because.
So what keeps you going then? I mean, so you're talking about, you know, I wake up and I'm just not, you know, he said, I'm just not, I lack, what was the word you used? I don't want to use lack confidence because you come off very confident, coach. You have results. I mean, what keeps you going?
The baseline for me obviously is my relationship with Christ, mm-hmm. you know, so. We just had a team huddle with the Jonathan Cook team, and one of the gentlemen that was in the room, you know, talked about like his work being his mission field, and I very much feel the same way, mm-hmm. you know. So my motto in life is, I want to leave people better than I find them.
Dude, I love that.
God, yeah.
And if that happens, right, the beauty of that is that doesn't equal a money transaction,
right?
Because people have paid me money that didn't get better.
Thank you, Sarah, for that comment.
Right.
Sarah Arden says, so many times God doesn't call the equipped. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He just calls the willing.
That's right.
You know, you're like,
that's right.
Hey, man, I'm equipped for ministry. It comes naturally. I can get in a very Pleasantville type lifestyle at X amount of dollars, and I'll be good, and I can make it happen.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Kyle said he just churned and burned and said, you know what? God slammed that door and you headed back to Texas. Now you're a coach. Here's what's cool. I watch on the outside looking in and I see so many results from your coaching clients. I'm like, dude, that has to be such an adrenaline rush and so empowering for you to get in there and see your coaching clients just crush it and know that it was them taking massive action on one thing that you coached them on that changed the trajectory for years and years.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about a moment where something like that happened where you had a coaching client, they came to you with a challenge. You don't have to use names. you came to them with a solution. They took action on it. Now they're crushing it.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell a story on every client I have. But just one story in particular, I was working with a client and she had this idea. She's a mom.
Okay.
And then she crushes it. She had 130 transactions last year.
Cool. What? As a mom?
And she's a full-time mom. Yeah. In real estate.
Not like grocery store.
Right. Sold 130 bags of groceries last year. No. Yeah. She did 130 real estate transactions.
As a mom.
And,
whoever you are, you know who you are. Shout out to you right now. I salute.
She's a baller. And so we were talking on the phone and she has all these mom hacks. Because to do real estate at that level and mom at that level, you obviously got to create some hacks in your life, right?
Yeah, right.
And so she had this idea, and she went, but I don't want to do a video about it because it's so simple, right?
Yeah.
What we take for ordinary, most people would be blown away by.
Yeah.
And those are the stories we never tell.
Right.
And so I walked her through, like, I said, hey, Mariah, I said, You're not just telling the hack. That's the small part. You're casting the vision for how, like, what was your need when you found this hack?
What to
what
implement?
What pain was in your life because you didn't have this hack yet?
Yep.
And then what pain did that solve? How did you apply it? What was the outcome? And she just looked at me. We do video chat. She was like, "Did you know you're so good at what you do?"
Wow.
Because I just would have never thought through.
Yeah,
tell the whole story like that. And that's really, you know, there's a story in the Old Testament, and for the scholars, like, don't jack up my theology if I say something wrong.
Yeah.
But there's a story in the Old Testament where, you know, Moses and the Israelites are fighting a battle, and so Joshua is down on the field leading the army, and Moses is up on the mountain holding up, you know, his staff, right? And the story goes that as his arm would tire and the staff would lower, the Israelites would begin to lose the battle. So Aaron and Hur came alongside Moses, right, and raised his arms so that they could ultimately win the battle.
Legit.
And what I've discovered is, like, I love elevating the stories of others and being someone's Aaron and Hur.
Wow.
You know?
Alongside.
So getting to come, because you're the hero, you're the hero. And I just want to come alongside,
dude. That's huge.
And just elevate them.
So
right?
This morning we got Kyle Draper on, a real estate business coach, social media coach in the DFW Metroplex here in Texas. We are live in Crowley, Texas, right now on episode 016. So if you're just tuning in, drop some comments, some reactions below, and smash that share button.
Don't say
please,
that.
Please.
Smash.
Press it with your thumb.
Press the share button with your thumb. Steven has a flesh fly in his hand that he has now captured by its passenger side wing.
Oh, can we get this on camera?
That has come from a carcass of a...
Switch over real quick.
Please look at what Steven's doing over here. We have a problem. That comes from...
Can you tie a string around his leg and let it fly around the studio?
That has a chihuahua in its claws. Oh. It just picked up a little dog across the
street. It's carrying
the street.
Steven around. So, oh, it caught Steven.
All right, back
not
to
the
comments. Buffy Benton Hood says he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. I love that.
Yeah.
Sherry Foster says Kevin Foster and Sherry Foster are so excited for the journey you're on!
I love the Fosters.
Now, here's one thing that we could all do. If you want to go and like our page, we're working to get to 2,000 likes by the end of the month of June. We're at 1,105 likes on the Local Legends page. So you liking our page and sharing this video helps us grow our platform and also helps Kyle, who is on our episode today as our special in-studio guest, grow his platform. If anybody out there is looking for coaching on social media, real estate, lending, title, or just in business in general, please give Kyle Draper a chance because this dude is a massive crusher right now. He's got the world by his fingertips in this lane.
Yeah.
And you can find him at kyledraper.com,
kyledraper.com.
You know, here's one thing I always wondered about. What is one of the biggest hurdles? Buffy Benton Hood says, my favorite story of God's strength working through others who may feel unqualified or under-equipped is Gideon and the 300, God will provide the victory.
I love it.
Thank you for that, Buffy.
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest challenges that real estate agents come to you with to coach them through?
I mean, the absolute biggest is they just have no idea what to do when it comes to social media.
Wow.
You know, they've got a team leader. that right, like, well, look at you, for example, right? You naturally, in my opinion, do social media extremely well.
Well, thank you.
But you probably didn't, like, you didn't pay thousands of dollars to go to a class. You don't have a social media coach, right? So you just do it, and therefore you hope your team does it.
Right.
But you don't really know how to teach them how to do it because you just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's most, like you said, that's your issue, right?
I'm like 6 months into Facebook.
Yeah. Totally. And what's even worse is you know you suck at it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then you hear about it all day. What? You're not on Instagram? What? You're not using Facebook? What?
Oh, okay.
You're not getting reviews? Yeah. What? Right? Yeah. And so it's just, I mean, you're just constantly being berated.
Sure.
And then there's no outlet to get better.
Yeah, there's no guide to Facebook when you download the app.
And so then here's where I found my sweet spot. The tech world of social media, like the people I guess I compete with,
okay,
are way smarter than me. So when they come in and teach, they teach at such a high level.
Over the heads.
That you sit in the class and go, man, I left with thinking they're brilliant, but that's about it.
I learned how the algorithm is mathematically created.
Yeah, but the right? And so you might be able to explain that to somebody, but you didn't learn how to leverage it.
Yeah.
And so what God blessed me with was just common sense.
Yeah.
And the ability to tell a story.
Right.
And so I'm able to come in and at an extremely understandable level, help a 60-year-old, help a 40-year-old, help a 50-year-old go, oh, that's what they meant.
So is social media important?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Why is it important?
Because that's where the people are.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's it.
Okay.
Right? We used to, you know, my parents have been in direct sales for 34 years, the top people in the company.
Wow.
And so they've been, you know, they've spoke to rooms of tens of thousands of people at a time.
Melaleuca?
No, it's not. No, not that.
Shackley vitamins?
No.
Lavelle?
Are we really? Are we just going to, you'll never guess it.
CBD oil?
Nope. None of those things. They're good. They're Southern Baptists. So, they're not into the CBD yet.
Metabolife?
They're not in there. So, but now I don't remember what were we talking about?
You're talking about your parents.
Oh, the importance.
Sales, yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, my dad can bust his butt for 20 years and earn the right to get in front of 10,000 people in a physical stage. Yeah.
20 years.
Right. And then I can go do a live video, get the right people to watch it or interview the right person.
Right.
And be at 10,000 views in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And so the power is that's where people are hanging out.
There's a book out there that talks about this called Exponential Organization. So if you're listening now and you're wondering, how do I take my business to the next level quicker than maybe the people prior to me did it, go get the book on Audible or get the physical copy of Exponential Organizations. And it just talks about, you know, how can you come in and in 10 seconds set up a live video that talks to 10,000 people when used to you had to rent out the Staples Center in L.A. and promote it for 2 years with billboards and hundreds of thousands of dollars to talk to that kind of audience. There's many companies that are great examples of that, but I won't go into the
book. And we're even watching, like, Facebook every day will give you your memories.
Right.
And like 2 years ago, I had a memory the other day of a 2 year ago memory. Brian McKnight, right? Nineties music mogul. Yeah.
Drop a line from one of his songs on us. Steven.
No,
I'm, you want me to?
Yeah, sing Steven. It.
First time I looked into your eyes, I saw heaven. Oh, I can't even.
That's pretty good.
So good.
All right, going back to the comments.
That was easy.
Zane Benson says, happy to do it, ! So thank you, Zane Benson, for being willing.
That's my dad's book. That's the title of my dad's
Brian
book.
Wilson. Oh, the title of his dad's book is Happy to Do It. So go pick that book up, too.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, Brian McKnight, he hadn't been around in forever. He just shows back up on Facebook Live at a keyboard in his office and just starts singing.
Wow.
Right? And the whole thing is like, request a song. And as a 90s kid, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
And it got millions of views.
It did?
Wow.
And it cost nothing.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Right?
And he's on top of the charts again, probably.
And
he's back
so
in the charts.
It's just, right now, obviously, none of us are at Brian McKnight's level.
Yeah.
And that's not our goal.
Right.
But he probably had to be coerced into, really? I'm going to sit at my keyboard and
I'm
we're
irrelevant.
But you show back up and... And I think that's really the key to social media, especially, Stephen, for you. is keep showing up.
Yeah, consistency.
You know, you go do one video, and you go, I didn't get a house. I didn't get a new listing. That house didn't sell. Mm-hmm. Right? You're tracking the wrong return on investment.
Okay. A couple things that I teach is is the triple C effect, I call it. And when it comes to social media, I just nickname this the triple C effect. And it's an easy thing to remember. It's an acronym, CCC. Create constant content. Doesn't have to be great.
Yeah.
You might have a stick of pepper between the crevice of your teeth.
Yeah.
Your hair cowlick might be showing. Your freckles might be standing out greater than ever because the lighting isn't right. Just go do it. Create constant content is a mindset that we talk about on our team all the time of, dude, just do it. Don't go check the audio levels. Don't go make sure you have the best equipment. Just go do it.
Yeah.
See the result. Put something out there. And if it doesn't go great, learn from what you did. Make the change. Go do it better the next time. Mm-hmm. The second thing that we talk about all the time is, if you are out there, you don't always have to be salesy with it. People know what you do. They know you're a car salesman. Bring some value and let people know that, hey, I'm just bringing value. You know what I do. You know who I am. You know how I can help you if you ever need it. You know where I am. You know how to find my number. But I'm not selling you all the time real estate or Forever the Sickest Kids or whatever, you know, people associate me with. I'm just out there working consistently to just bring value to people. And the rest will fall into place.
So right now, what's the average life cycle for a seller?
Oh, man.
A seller?
40 days?
No, sorry. Like, the after they buy a house.
Oh, 7 days?
How long until they'll sell it?
7 years.
7 years.
Okay, so if any realtors are watching this that want to work with sellers, you have to stay in front of people for 7 years.
Right.
And if you don't, somebody else will.
And so you don't stay in front of them with, here's my monthly market report. Here's the monthly mortgage rates. No, you stay in front of them with doing life. Here's me at this charity home run derby. Yeah. Here's me, you know, doing this, doing that, right? You're leading worship at church.
Yeah.
That's the way we position ourselves in front of people.
Right. You know, for some of your clients out there that you talk to, what do you feel like they're missing when they're not doing social media correctly?
Well,
or not doing it at all. Do you have any clients that aren't doing it at all?
No, not now that they're clients.
Okay, now that they're clients, you turn on social media.
Yeah.
But you also correct them to do it in their lane.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I have this massive questionnaire that I send out to my want-to-be clients.
Okay.
That's, like, super random. You know, it's asking questions like, if you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be? And people go, why would you ask that? That's not, like, I'm asking you to coach me for social media. But I'm trying to get into
their head,
your mind,
yeah,
right? To get an idea of what you're passionate about. Because most people, when I just go, hey, what are you passionate about?
Right.
But then you tell me that
football?
You want to. Yeah,
football.
But
football,
then you
football,
tell football. Me that you'd want to have dinner with Martin Luther King. Mm. Now that makes me go, wow, interesting. Why out of everyone on the planet, now I've uncovered a passion that you were like, oh, that's what you meant?
Yeah.
And so then that's how we begin to build stories, right? Because here's the hard, here's the scary part of social media.
Okay.
We attract what we are.
That's it.
So if you start being authentic and you don't like what is attracting, you're the problem.
What about if you start being a victim?
Oh.
What are you attracting?
Victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is I learned recently, and we talked about this on our team recently, if you solve other people's problems on social media, so I used to get that. I still get it. I just have a different reaction to it. If I would solve someone's problem on social media other than a real estate need, like I'm talking, they come to me with like a counseling session or a psychology question or, hey, man, I see you've got this figured out. Can you help me with this problem? I'm glad to do it, but I just need to know that the more I solve people's problems, the more they bring me more problems.
Yeah.
And so you can quickly become this cycle of, well, I helped her out. I helped him out. I helped her out. I helped him out. I helped her out. I helped him out. And you can't even focus on what your day-to-day one thing is. And so anybody out there that feels like they're a problem solver, maybe it's time to start hearing yourself become a no person sometimes. The power in saying no is sometimes more powerful than the power in saying yes.
No doubt.
And becoming a yes man or a people pleaser, you know, sure, I'll go with you in that Rangers game today and sit there 5 hours when I really need to be. It's saying no to something else, right?
Yeah.
Every time you say yes to something, it's no to something else.
Yeah, I have a friend. Her name's Athena. She's an author.
Shout out to Athena.
And an entrepreneur in Oklahoma City.
She's watching right now, I think.
She probably will watch some point today. But she's an unbelievable networker. And she does this whole training right about how for most real estate agents, right, networking is a huge thing when you, at least when you first come in. Right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're just showing up to events. And so she does this whole class on how do you show up to intentionally network.
What does that look like?
Like who are you like who do you want to meet at this event?
Yeah.
And what is that person earlier. Right? Because what most people at network events, right, they're passing out cards. They're collecting cards, and then they get in their truck, and they're like, man, I got 20 cards tonight. That was incredible.
Are business cards anymore?
Yeah, what are they even good for?
Text. Right.
You know, and so we do so many things in our life at a lackadaisical pace.
Yeah, we do.
With no intentionality, and so we feel like we're doing something of value when really we're just filling our time for the sake of, you know, patting ourselves on the back.
It's kind of a cool thing because whenever you can go from being naturally entrepreneurial, you hit the ceiling of achievement. But the only way you're going to break through your natural entrepreneurial ceiling of achievement is to become intentional.
Yes.
You keep hitting this wall. Man, I sell 50 houses a year. I sell 50 again. Darn it, I sold 50 again. That's 3 straight years I've sold 50. I've never increased my production. It's because your natural entrepreneurial spirit takes you to a certain ceiling of achievement. And everyone in this room, we have a ceiling of achievement far higher than the average, most likely.
Yeah.
And so we're going to crush it to most people, but we're going to fall flat on our face in our own mind. And it's until we go intentional in our life that we will break through that ceiling of entrepreneurial natural ceiling of achievement. And what does it look like to become intentional? Well, what time do you wake up every morning? Do you get up when your body wakes up because you needed the sleep? Or do you get up before the sun rises?
Yeah.
You know, 4 or 5 a.m. and be intentional about, man, I might have a little struggle for those first 4 to 5 minutes, but the rest of my day is going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
Or do you say, man, I felt great when I got out of bed because I got all the rest I needed. I rolled out at 8:30. I'm to the office by 10. I'm at lunch by 11. I'm home. You know, I mean, so it's just living a life of intentionality versus just a life of entrepreneurship.
Yeah. John Maxwell calls it the law of the lid.
The law of the lid, man. Only go as high as your leader does.
And like, I feel just being transparent because I coach it. I think it's hard to not be. Like, I feel like I've hit one of those lids just here in the last, like, 90 days.
Yeah.
That it used to come so easy.
Yeah.
And now there's those new things, those new nuances.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Like, okay, now you need to work on this. And it's like, oh, but that's so painful. You know? And so I'm in that current struggle.
Right now you are?
Right now.
Yeah. We talked about it in our huddle today. James stood up and said, you know, we've got to be comfortable in discomfort.
Yeah.
Because it's real easy to operate kind of and push against change. And nobody likes to embrace change naturally. You know, we like the consistency. And, you know, as soon as a roundabout comes up in Burleson, we're all up in arms about it. Or as soon as a lot relocates or redevelops, you know, a house comes down and a new building goes there. Oh, change. You took that beautiful house away. But here's the thing. We have to be able to adapt or we'll die. You have to evolve or you'll die. I mean, things are never going to be the same 2 years from now in real estate as they were today.
Right.
So we're going to have to learn the new way of doing real estate almost on a monthly basis, it feels like. Let's go back to the comments below. And I want to open the comments up to an opportunity. You have one of the most famous and successful real estate and business coaches in the area in the studio now. So if you want to take time to go and give Kyle Draper a question. Kyle, would you be open enough to give some answers?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely the most famous
in the studio
of coaches, for sure.
You probably are the most famous that we've had on this episode completely, this whole episode.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of those flesh flies might have. Maybe they've coached somebody.
What's funny is we have a $10 gift card here, and all you had to do was tell us what kind of fly that was flying around the studio or drop an emoji, and no one's won yet. So
nobody did it.
Keep it alive. If you know what kind of fly that is, we'll give you a $10 gift card to 12.
That was the fly.
Yeah, there it was. All right, the fly was talking. So if you want to,
did I just win?
I think you just won.
Our flesh will sustain its children.
Absolutely.
Wow. I put a bat in there.
That's close. That's probably the closest emoji. Here you go. There's a $10 gift card to Dwell Coffee and Biscuits.
Get you a Biswitch.
Here's the thing. If you want to, if you're struggling, if you've hit a wall of achievement, if you feel like you are at the lid and you just can't seem to break through, we would love some questions in the comments below.
We would.
And Kyle just said he will. I mean, he charges for this, but he said he would do it live on air for somebody who wants to either call in 817-946-0336. Again, 817-946-0336. We'll take a live caller. Or if you just want to drop it in the comments below, maybe you're listening on iTunes Podcast or Spotify or Chromecast or Facebook Live, wherever you're consuming this, you can call the number now and we'll get some live comments in there. You know, the thing that I challenge people with on the Facebook piece is, if you're going to be somebody that fakes it or copies someone else, go ahead and give it up now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to be, it's endearing. It really is endearing for some transparency and some volatility on social media.
Absolutely.
And if you copy, do you have anybody that maybe you start coaching them and like, man, all you're doing is you're a blankety blank 2.0. You're doing exactly what that girl's doing, exactly what that guy's doing. We got to find your lane.
Yeah.
Can you talk to people about authenticity in social media for a minute?
Yeah. So there's a guy that wrote a book called Psycho Cybernetics.
Okay.
His name's Maxwell Maltz.
Okay.
He was a plastic surgeon back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s.
Wow.
And so he's no longer with us, I don't think. There's a quote in his book that says, a person cannot rise above how they see themselves.
Oh, wow.
And so for us to combat and ultimately win the battle with authenticity, we have to be okay with who we've been created to be. Mm-hmm. Right. And
have you heard that quote? You're the best version of yourself. Like there's no, God created you to be, you're the only Kyle Draper God ever created.
Absolutely.
So go be the best Kyle Draper.
Absolutely.
There. I love that piece.
Yeah. And I think that gets into, I was going to say this statement and see what y'all's opinion was for it. Is the mindset of, do you believe that you've ever done something in your life that's insignificant?
Wow. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot.
See, I would say no, you haven't.
Okay. I like that challenge.
Right.
Come on with it.
Because every insignificant moment either led you to go, ooh, I'm not going to do that again. Or led you to go, ooh, that was cool. Or, right, it's one of those, like my parents, they taught 8th grade Sunday school 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and they'll run into people randomly now that are almost 50.
Oh my gosh.
That go, you have no idea
what you did for me.
The impact you made.
Wow.
And they're like, what? You were the kid that never listened. You were the kid that we were constantly kicking out of class. You know, and so I've tried to shift my mindset to, there's no such thing as an insignificant action. If we truly believe that it was that mundane moment that led me to
that, yeah.
Right? Because I think we want to look at transformation and we want to look at highlights.
Oh, wow.
and we want to go, yeah, I did it. Tell me how you do that.
Yeah.
When it like that moment started 10 years ago.
You either win or you learn.
Absolutely.
That John Maxwell book that James has on his shelf, you're either winning or you're learning.
Yep. Yeah.
There's no option. I mean, you're not. And you know,
that just confirms that, doesn't it?
Nick Good just says, question for Kyle, how can I dominate with my MySpace profile? All right, we're going to save that one for off air, Nick. Thank you for that.
Thanks for not taking this seriously, Nick Good.
Wow.
Real good waste of a moment there. Casey Holt, you are our winner of the best day ever $10 gift card for Dwell Coffee and Nosh. She says, a fruit fly. Is that right?
No.
Oh, that's not right. I'm sorry, Casey. I have to do a takeaway.
Nope. That is not a Drosophila.
That is not a Drosophila. Casey, you are really close to being our winner. Keep the answers coming. John Sipes Jr. says a horsefly. Is John our winner?
Nope.
Okay. John is not our winner. Mm. We're still looking for the answer. Sherry Foster says the butterfly effect. Is that the kind of fly it is?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We're still looking for a winner of what kind of fly is flying around our studio that comes off dead carcasses, decaying animals or rodents, or poo-poo? Get your answers in below.
And you want to talk about authenticity?
Yeah, come on with it.
It feels really good when you ask people who has a question and no one asks a question.
I know. It's because the people don't value the opportunity or they're afraid to ask a dumb question.
Right.
There are no naive or dumb questions this morning. Get your questions in for Kyle Draper so we can have some sessions on how to coach you to the next level. I would love to say something about what you just said, because you said that There is no insignificant moments. And I know there's probably somebody listening to this podcast, no matter where you're consuming it, Spotify, iTunes, Google Cast, wherever you're consuming this, and you're feeling insignificant this morning. But here's the thing. All it is one small mind shift change to get you into positivity and action to go do something that changes others. So here's the first step to changing from insignificant to positivity. You ready? Go smile at somebody today.
Yeah.
And go do something for somebody today that blesses them. The greatest way to get out of depression or out of insignificance is go make it about others and go do something for somebody else. Would you agree with that?
Totally agree.
So somebody out there is in depression today, go smile at someone and see if it's not contagious. Go pay for someone's $5 Snicker bars and Coke at the gas station and see if that doesn't change your world and change the depression or the insignificance that you're feeling.
You know what? What's cool? I've done it. I think I've done it one time, so I don't want to act like I do it all the time and I'm this really awesome person.
So philanthropic.
But, and I heard it from somebody else, but they I had a buddy tell me one time, like, hey, go to a Starbucks or Dwell. I guess we'll say Dwell. Yeah. Go to Dwell.
Coffee
and give the barista like $20 and just say, hey, on however many customers it takes to spend it.
Whoa.
I just want to buy their coffee and then just go sit.
Whoa.
And watch.
Watch people's reaction. Don't tell who did it.
Right? Yeah, that's like good. don't point at me.
Hey, that was me.
Yeah, no, like this. Yeah, right. You're not going, oh, hey, by the way, hey, that was me. Yeah. You know, hey, Jonathan Cook, real estate, right?
Oh, that was horrible.
It, never. But it's just amazing.
Hey, I bought your coffee. Can I get a real estate lead?
But it's amazing to just watch the gleefulness.
Yeah.
The euphoric look on somebody's face. They're like, wait, what?
You know, doesn't it take just as much energy to go and be the change you want to see in the world than go complain about the change you wish there was?
I think it takes more energy to complain.
Social media is a place and a platform, if you want it to be, where you could go physically be the change you want to see in the world. It can also be the adverse. And you can go complain chamber just, all day long and be a victim and say, look at this person, look what they did. And so if you are out there and you're trying to decide your next Facebook post, can we just challenge you? Go do something that changes the people's news feed today for the positive.
Yeah.
There's plenty of negativity. I know exactly where to go get that. I mean, I could go a million places and stumble into negativity. Yeah. But it's really fun to go read a story. Like, there was a lady yesterday. Thank you to whoever this is, by the way. There was a lady yesterday that posted a video on my news feed. It showed up. A Chick-fil-A employee in Burleson. Chick-fil-A sits on two major thoroughfares in Burleson. There's two Chick-fil-A's at the corner of Wilshire and 731. The Chick-fil-A employee ran out to the traffic light because this lady had forgotten her chicken biscuit.
Oh, no.
So the video is somebody in line behind that person filming this girl running from Chick-fil-A down onto 731 at the red light, knocking on the lady's window, and here's your chicken biscuit, and then running back to Chick-fil-A. That's the kind of stuff that I love to see on social media. That's stuff that changes the world for the better. Serious question from Nick Good here just came in live. This one actually came in on Facebook Live. Nick says, where should one's focus be on in creating content, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube?
So, I mean, that's a multifaceted question. So I think the first thought is, who are you wanting to attract to the content? You want to attract 20-year-olds? You need to be living on YouTube and Instagram.
Right.
Right? I'm not trying, like, I don't want to attract more millennials. I would rather work with people older than millennials. So I live more on Facebook than most social media coaches would.
Yeah, so let's stop there for a second, because people say, oh, Facebook is so old. People are so old on Facebook. What's the demographic that's on Facebook?
So if you look at the numbers, where you could kind of draw the line is like 37 and up on average are spending way more time on Facebook.
Really?
36 and under are spending way more time on Instagram.
Okay.
And then YouTube is all across. I mean, I just read a stat the other day. 50% of 75-year-olds and older watch YouTube videos.
What are they consuming?
I have no idea.
I mean,
but that's a lot of 75-year-olds.
I really hope it's not just. I hope it's not just consuming politics and news on YouTube.
And it could be. It could be.
You know, your ear gate and your eye gate. We can talk about that for a second.
You are fake news.
On Sunday, our pastor Tommy Brandon at Calvary Church, plug and shout out to Pastor Tommy and Denora Brandon. On Sunday, they talked about your ear gate and your eye gate. Man, it's so important what you listen to and what you let in.
Absolutely.
And so I made a choice the other night. We were sitting there at our we had a family gathering Sunday night, and we put on a movie, and they just started GD this and Mother F that and SOB this. And I was like sitting there cuddling with my one-year-old, and I got up and walked out. I'm like, man, I've got to make a stand for what's right. I can't let my one-and-a-half-year-old continue. Although it was a great family moment. We're having a great time. I won't tell what the movie is, but it was just kind of like, holy cow, you know, that's my son's ear gate. Just the same, our eye gate. What we allow in is what we will produce out. And so don't be shocked whenever I stub my toe and use one of those words, because I'm letting them come in. And they're sitting there feeling my spirit up with this stuff. So, you know, you can take that anywhere you want. Where you spend your time, that's what you get results from. What you put in your eye gate, that's what your mind is going to meditate on in your sleep. What you speak, what you let in your ears, that's what you're going to speak. Out from the heart, the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, the Bible talks about. And so what you're depositing into your mind, now let's flip that in a positive way. If you're putting positive things, victories of the Masters, watching Tiger Woods win, celebrating when James has been 2 years on the team and he's closed 60-some-odd houses,
ba-boom.
And he quit his career to do that and jumped off a cliff and took a risk. When I put that in my spirit,
catch me outside. How about that?
There you go. When I put that in my spirit, I'm feeling good all the time. You know, so all I meditate on is things of positivity, things of pleasure, things of joy. And so I feel like I enter every room and leave it better than I came out of, because I exude joy and positivity. Kyle, so, you talked about entering, James, you talked about it, and Kyle talked about it today. So I want to talk about this, leaving a career by just jumping off a cliff. Can you talk about your post yesterday? Where you were at Cash America, where you were, what your mindset was, and how you left?
Sure. So I'd been at a job for about 5 years, like a comfortable job, you know, and kind of hit the ceiling. I was about 32, I guess. No, hold on now, 34. Yeah, I was about 32. So 31, 32, kind of hit a ceiling, realized that, hey, this is, I've kind of gone as far as I can go, and I just didn't want to be a 32-year-old and then be and then one day be 50 and look back and be like, oh, I haven't really grown at all since then. And then some other things that happened, the company got bought, and I just, you know, you hit the ceiling and that's not a good feeling. And so I just thought, man, I got to figure out another way. I got to go do something that is uncapped. It's going to challenge me, and it maybe is a little scary, because what I was doing wasn't scary or challenging or anything. So
it was safe.
It was super safe. And I just don't really thrive in an environment with no risk. And so, I just told my wife, I was like, hey, I want to chase this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, I'll backlog a couple closings and I'll just put that money aside. And that way we have a little bit of a cushion. I remember I went to Mexico on a vacation. And
I remember that.
It was in May. And on the trip, I was like, I just had ultimate clarity. I was like, I'm going to go back and put my 2 weeks in, and that's just what it's going to be.
But you were making good money.
Yeah, I was making good money.
I mean, this wasn't something where it's like, obviously, I need a change. I got to leave this dump and this.
Yeah, we weren't. I mean, we own a home and vehicles that are paid off and all that stuff. But I just had to do something different because it wasn't challenging me. I wasn't growing. I wasn't, you know, I'd kind of hit like a stagnation point. I'd gotten pretty unhappy, and I think it was kind of making me miserable to be around the people that, you know, my friends will probably remember that period of my life. But I just took the leap. Took the jump and just said, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure out a way. My friend Shane says, sometimes you get to leap off the cliff and then you'll develop your wings on the way down.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah. Put that in the comments below.
And so, that's just what I did. And, I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to claw and scratch, and I promise we won't ever struggle. There's nothing that's going to hold me back from being successful. And so I just,
I remember a couple months where I was like coaching you through some times that did get tough. You know, I was like, dude, we are clawing and scratching.
Yeah.
But then what you did was you realized that it was just some education that you needed, and you went and took that education and took action on that. It's amazing that you have changed my life by joining the team. And, you know, a lot of times when we jump off a cliff, it's all inward focus. It's like, I've got to do this for me and my family. Yeah. But truly what you've done is not just change the lives of those 60-some-odd clients you've helped in this short period of time, but you've also changed the life of every single person on the team now. You've now worked your way up to the director of education on our team.
Yeah.
And, man, you're changing people's lives by the hundreds of thousands on the local legend show and by the tens of thousands in our community. And, man, I'll tell you what, I got a message last night from a guy that read your post, and he messaged me last night, and he said, man, are y'all still hiring? James just put out a post that it's like the third time I've seen him post something like that. The first two times didn't catch me like this one did. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to call James and meet with him. Can I meet with James instead of you? And this guy wants to come and hear. His name's Jerry Peppers, if you're out there. Whoops, I probably shouldn't have put that up.
JP!
But JP's going to be calling you. Friend of mine.
Nice.
And he was really inspired by your post. You never know where your posts are going to go, too. Like, this dude is like, man, I need out of the situation I'm in. My industry's changing. It doesn't look like it's promising. And I'll tell you, this industry has changed my life. Yeah, and I never want to be quiet about it because it's changed my life and it can change yours too. Yeah. And it's totally changed James and Steven's life.
Yeah.
And you got to get a coach, man. Your business only grows to the extent that you do.
Yeah.
So the more that you invest in yourself, there's no greater ROI, return on investment, than spending money on yourself to grow your own education and your own knowledge of your skill set.
Absolutely.
There's no room for mediocrity. We've got plenty of mediocre agents, lenders, title people out there. We need excellence.
Yeah.
Kyle, we've hit the 1 hour mark, so I always want to give all
so
of our
fast.
Clients. Dude, it goes quick, huh?
It does go fast.
I want to give all of our clients. We were just talking about James's clients. I want to give all of our guests a blessing. So I want to bless you with a 60-minute island massage, 60-minute free Swedish massage.
From Jonathan.
From compliments of Island Massage. And
I love it. Thank you.
If you want to re-gift it to your better half.
Yeah, I think my wife will be enjoying that.
Okay, well, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to fill your bucket today because I tell you what, I've never met you before today.
Yeah.
We've been friends on social media for a decade, which we talked about earlier in the show, how you can be friends with people, feel like you really know them, and actually kind of really know them.
Yeah.
But never have physically met them.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been more of a blessing than I realized, getting to have you speak to our sales team today.
Good.
And have you on the radio program and the podcast today. You know, no telling where this will go. There's already thousands of people that have consumed this podcast, and it's only been out there for 58 minutes. And I just got to tell you, you got it all going on. I know you talked about a little bit of success. You talked about a little bit of entrepreneurship, a whole lot of social media. I don't know anybody out there that does it better than you. You're a total inspiration. You're on the other side of the Metroplex, but I sit there and watch you from afar and say, man, that's a guy that I want to model myself after. So
thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're watching live and you want to drop an L in the comments, we'll give you a shout out before we leave. If you miss this is definitely an episode worth going back and watching because Kyle dropped the mic many times. People want to find you. How do they find you if they need a social media coach?
Coach Kyle Draper on pretty much every platform. Or you can just go search hashtag Coach Kyle.
Oh, cool.
On any platform. And you'll find me or KyleDraper.com.
All right.
Well, there's a little nugget of truth. Anything that has a hashtag is searchable, which is also quantifiable. So make sure you put hashtags in your posts so you can be searched and found. On behalf of James Irwin, great job today, brother.
You too, buddy.
On behalf of Stephen Brown, great job today, brother.
Thank you.
Kyle Draper, thanks for taking an hour coming down to our campus here in Crowley. We loved having you on campus today, and we'll love to have you back.
I will come back whenever you invite me.
Smash that share button before we go out of here, and let's get this thing out there.
Or just touch it.
Smash it.
Yeah. Ryan Richardson, thanks for watching live. Nick Good, thanks for watching live. Ashley Tucker, thanks for watching live. Episode 016 and another episode of the Local Legend Show is in the record books. Until next Tuesday at 9 a.m., you guys stay awesome.
Sayonara.